B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ellie, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing? Are you just waking up or something like that?
No, I'm awake.
You are? Do you have Do you have allergies?
not really.
Do you gargle glass in the morning?
What is going on?
What's up with your voice?
I used to be a cheerleader, and I'm also a bit of a smoker, so.
Ah, okay.
Ah.
How much do you smoke?
A couple packs a day. It's not a big deal.
Okay, then.
I gotcha. Did you cheerlead and smoke at the same time?
I don't think that would have had an effect.
Yeah, but that would be impressive. okay, let's just keep it moving here. So why are you calling us?
Well, I went out with this really great guy named Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we had a really great connection, and I liked him, you know, like we laughed and we talked and we ended up, you know, back in my place.
Okay. And so what happened after that?
Haven't really heard from him.
What are you doing right now?
What do you mean? I'm talking to you.
Are you smoking too?
Yeah, it sounds like you're...
I told you, I smoke a couple packs a day. What do you want? I got to get it in.
Okay.
Touche. Okay, so did he end up spending the night at your house?
I'm putting it out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah? And everything was cool in the morning?
Yeah, as far as I know. I mean, yeah.
All right, well, listen, we'll give him a call for you. You deserve a second date.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jack?
Yep.
Hi, Jack. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Okay, well...
Well, I can explain. I can explain why we're calling you if you just give us a second.
Okay,
so... We got your number from a girl who likes you, Jack. She likes you a lot. You know who she is. I'm going to tell you her name in a second, but first let me tell you why we're calling you. So she would love the opportunity and the honor of being able to go out on a date with you. And she likes you so much that she wants you to pick the place. She wants you to pick the day, and she wants you to pick the time. She just wants you to be completely comfortable and having a great time, and she's going to see if she can wine and dine you and perhaps to see if something can come out of this. And we're willing to pay for the whole thing. We will fund the day, sir.
All right, this is bullshit. What's the catch?
No, I swear there's no catch. I'll even tell you the girl's name.
Okay.
Okay, her name is Ellie. She gave us your number. Remember Ellie?
Yeah, I remember Ellie.
Okay, so Ellie called us, and she said that she thought you guys had something good going and that she's a little befuddled as to why you're not returning any calls or texts.
Okay. You know, man, I can't. I mean, she's a nice girl, you know.
Is it her voice? Her voice is weird, right?
Her voice is weird, man. I mean, her voice is like it sounds like a 300-pound construction worker, you know?
Yeah.
We had sex. I mean, can you imagine, like, it's like hearing a prison daddy telling you to lick his ass. It's just
God.
It's not okay. I mean, I honestly feel like I'm 97-year-old grandfather. That's what it feels like.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
That timing was perfect. So, Jack, that's Ellie, as you can tell. She's on the phone.
I know that's Ellie. I know.
She heard everything you said.
You weren't complaining when I was looking your
Oh,
no, because you weren't
my
talking.
My God.
So, it's the voice during sex is what bothers you?
I mean, look, I like, you know, talking dirty. I like getting freaky, but she's saying the most awful dirty shit with that voice, and I freak me out, man. I can't handle that.
Most people think my voice is sexy.
Oh, my God. Get over it.
Try it out. Ask her to say some freaky shit. See what it sounds like to you.
Okay. Ellie, would you be so kind to pretend that you
are
do this? About the hook? Yeah, sure. Give me a little dirty talk.
Oh man, what do you want her to say?
Oh, you're not gonna be shy now, are you?
Yeah, no, say something that you would say to Jack in the heat of the moment.
Okay, come on. Give it.
Oh, my God. I can't.
I'm going home.
Okay, so besides the fact that, you know, she sounds like she's been drinking cat litter, like, can you find it in your heart to maybe, like, give her another date, see if you can look past the voice?
No, I'm sorry. I can't. Ellie, you're a nice girl. I'm sure you're going to find a nice guy with a hearing problem someday, and it's going to be beautiful.
Wow.
I can't do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.